lest we forget the American dream.
Hey, you cabbie! Didn't you hear me blow me whistle?
Okay, copper, okay. I stopped, didn't I?
The trouble with you guys is you think you're on the streets.
But I still stopped in time, didn't I? Ask my passenger.
Well, what are you stopping for now? Can't you see the lights changed? You're holding up traffic. Get going.
Okay, okay. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
What's eating him, cabbie? You didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, O'Reilly? He's all right. Just likes the beef, that's all. Maybe if I stood on the same corner 16 years, I'd beef too.
Lest we forget the American dream. This is another in a new series of programs dedicated to you, to me, to all Americans, and the America we want to live in. Our story,
Hey Cabby, starring Sam Levine.
So you're driving a hack. You're the guy behind the wheel. You're the guy they think is quaint. From Brooklyn, maybe. You're the guy who listens to everybody's beef and sob story, from Riley the cop to Mrs. Van so-and-so, the socialite. It's been a tough day, wrestling with traffic jams, and now you're on your way home. You're saying to yourself, no more passengers, no...
Hey, cabbie!
You jam on the brakes. It's a habit. And then you see that it's the Sheldon boys, neighbors of yours, just moved into your block a couple of months ago.
Hey, Joe, look. It's Sammy, the cab driver.
Yeah.
Hiya, fellas. Going home?
Yeah, sure. We're going home.
Hop in. I'll drive you.
What do you say, Joe?
Why not, Hank? I'm not proud.
Okay, let's go.
You heard it. And you heard the tone, too. But you're not going to be sensitive about it, so you don't say anything. You just sit and drive.
Say, you know, Sammy, I've been hearing talk in the neighborhood about you. Seems like they don't want you living there anymore.
Now, don't get us wrong, Sam. Hank and me, well, we're your friends. That's why we're telling you. Now, if you get out quietly-like, you maybe save yourself some trouble.
I've been living in this same house for 16 years. My wife died there. I got two kids going to school in the neighborhood. Now, do me a favor, will you? Tell whoever is talking that way, I'm not moving.
Okay, but don't say we didn't try to wise you up.
You're making a mistake, Sam. A bad mistake.
Thanks for telling me. Here's where you get off.
Home already, eh? How much we owe you?
It's on the house. Neighbors ride free. You're not thinking anymore about traffic jams and your troubles with Riley. You're thinking hard. You're wondering if it's true. You don't have much time to pass the time of day. And all that kind of talk that's going around, you're wondering if maybe people on your block are talking that way, too. You stop in front of your house. You look up and down the street. There's Mrs. Borgia, your next-door neighbor, watering her part of the lawn. You find yourself wondering if she's going to say good evening.
Good evening, Sam. Didn't see you drive up.
Hello, Mrs. Borgia. Hot day, isn't it?
Plenty. Lawn's about burned up. Sam, I'd like to have you and the children over for dinner next Sunday.
So you thank Mrs. Borgia and tell her you'll be glad to. And you feel it's still the same old neighborhood, and you wonder where the Sheldon boys got that stuff they were peddling. You open the door of your house and you go in. Your kids are setting the table for you.
Hello, Pop. Dinner's almost ready.
Hey, Pop, hurry up. I'm hungry.
Okay, kids, I'll wash my hands and be right with you. Any mail, Judy?
Just one letter. Funny, though, no stamp on it.
Where is it?
You go wash your hands, Pop. I'll get it for you.
Open it, Ben, and read it to me.
Well, go ahead, read it.
I don't get it.
Read it out loud.
It says, "We don't want your kind on our block. Get out and get out fast." And it's signed, "Your Neighbors."
The food's good. Judy cooks just like a mother. But you're not hungry. You're worried. Plenty worried. Only you don't want to let the kids in on it. Well, you tell them there's nothing to it, to forget it. But there's not much conversation at the table. And afterwards, you go out on the front porch. You've got to figure it out. You've heard of such things in other countries, maybe even in other cities. But not in your city, not on your block, not to you. You got to talk to somebody. You got to find out. You ring Mrs. Borges' bell.
Hello, Mrs. Borger. You got a minute?
Of course, Sam. Come in.
Mrs. Borger, has there been any talk in the neighborhood about me?
What do you mean, Sam?
I mean, well, has anybody said anything about not wanting, well, not wanting Jews in the neighborhood anymore?
Oh, of course not. Whatever gave you that idea?
Look at this letter.
We don't want your kind on our block. Get out and get out fast. Your Neighbors. Why, that's an outrage.
Mrs. Borger, I picked up the Sheldon boys this evening. They told me there was talk going on like that.
The Sheldon boys? Those good-for-nothings. I've been wondering about all their visitings up and down the block.
You think that they made up...
I don't know. I do know they tried to rent your part of the house.
What do you think I ought to do, Mrs. Borger?
Do? Well, don't do anything. Just ignore it. They won't get away with anything like that here. We wouldn't stand for it.
So, you take Mrs. Borger's advice and ignore it. You don't know what to do anyway, so you hope it'll blow over. But you don't like the way you feel. Even driving's not the fun it was. For the first time, you're avoiding Riley's Corner. And when a woman hails you and doesn't get into your cab, you wonder if it's because you're... But when you go in to pay your rent on the first of the month, you know you can stop wondering.
Sam, believe me, I don't want to do this, but I don't seem to have any choice. I don't want any trouble, Sam.
Trouble? I never caused anybody any trouble.
It's the neighbors, Sam. They're after me to make you move. They've signed a petition.
A petition?
Yes, Sam. The Sheldons are coming in this afternoon for your answer. They say they'll wreck the house.
Oh, so it's the Sheldons. Look, Mr. Johnson, I don't want to cause any trouble, but I'm not moving out.
You're waiting for them when they come. You sent the kids over to spend the night at Mrs. Borges, and you're waiting. Not good enough for a neighborhood you've lived in for 16 years, huh? You want to see their faces. You want to hear it straight from them. You hear footsteps on the porch. You open the door and you look out. There they are, five of them, five shadows. You can't see their faces. They're standing in the darkness.
You've had your last warning, Cone. Get out of this neighborhood.
I never saw any of you before. Who are you? None of you live on this block.
Okay, boys, let him have it. He's begging for it.
Help! Help somebody! Those good-for-nothings! Those tramps!
Let's get out of here.
Did they hurt you, Sam? Oh, why doesn't someone come?
I'm all right, Mrs. Borger.
Sam, where are you going?
To the police.
Let me go with you.
I'd appreciate it if you'd stay with the children, Mrs. Borger. I'll be all right.
Face feels swollen and your back hurts, but that's not what's bothering you. None of them were your neighbors, you know that. But you're asking yourself, where were your neighbors? Why didn't they come to help you? And you don't like the answer. You turn down a side street, a shortcut to the police station. It's dark. Halfway down the block, you see a man running out of the building, a cop chasing him. The first guy turns and... the cop sprawls on the pavement. The guy jumps into a car and starts off fast. For a second, your foot hesitates between the accelerator and the brakes. Things flash through your mind. You're saying to yourself, they're all against you. Nobody came to help you. Mind your own business. Turn at the corner and look out for yourself. Then your foot jams down the accelerator and you're chasing the car ahead. Then you're running right alongside the car ahead. Look out, he's got a gun that's pointing at you. You're losing consciousness, but you gotta stop him. You gotta stop him. You swing the wheel hard. You're lying quietly now, and you don't want to open your eyes. You just want to lie there, not moving.
Daddy, Daddy, it's Judy. Look at me. Don't you know me?
Hello, Judy.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, I'm so glad you're all right.
Pop, look at the paper. Your picture's in the front page.
Me? Now what have I done?
Oh, you're a hero, Daddy. Everybody's talking about you. You should see all the people out in the car that are waiting to see you. Tell them to come in, Ben.
Okie doke.
Well, it's about time, Sam Cohen.
Riley, what are you doing here?
Oh, Sam, me lad. It's me pleasure to tell you that the police force has taken up a collection for you and bought you a shiny new cab. That's for wrecking your old one in the cause of justice.
How can I thank you?
You deserved it, lad. But don't give me any of your lip when I blow me whistle. Oh, and Mr. Johnson here's got something to tell you.
Sam, I want you to forget what I said to you in my office. You're to stay in that house as long as you want to.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson.
And, Sam, here's a testimonial. Every person living on the block signed it.
The Sheldons, too, Mrs. Borger?
Those good-for-nothings. They moved out this morning.
And those five men, did they find them?
No, Sam. But the police are looking for them, and it'll go hard on them when we do find them.
You lie there and you look around. You want to smile, but somehow it doesn't come. Not that you're not grateful, you are. But it looks cockeyed. You saw something you had to do and you did it. Anybody else would have done the same thing. You're no hero. You're no different than you were yesterday. Everybody's friendly today, that's all. You know you're not going to be bothered anymore, and you ought to be glad about it. But you're thinking about the Sheldon boys and those five guys standing out there in the darkness, and you're wondering who they're going to work on next. And you're asking yourself, does a man have to risk his life, become a hero, die maybe, so he can live in peace? That's not the way it ought to be in this country. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's every man's right by law. And deep down, you wish people would just let other people live. Not because they're heroes, but because they're people. What a wonderful world it would be.
The Institute for Democratic Education has brought you another in its series, Lest We Forget, The American Dream.
Our story starred Sam Levine. The script was written by Harold Franklin and was directed by Phil Lemkin.
Listen in again next week for Lest We Forget, The American Dream, dedicated to you, to me, to all Americans, and the kind of America we want to live in. Not tomorrow, but today.